Oh, and what have we here? You're the bandit? You don't look like much. Are you sure this is the one? No matter. So, you were caught sneaking around my gardens, and now you're in my dungeon. No, there's no king here. Just me. And believe me when I tell you, I am more feared than any king who has ever ruled this pitiful country. So, what should we do with you? Stop struggling. I said, be quiet. I swear, I will set the dogs on you if you cause any more disturbance. Are we clear? Good. Now, these clothes aren't doing us any favours, are they? Ah, yes, your hands are tied, so I guess I'll have to take them off for you. Is this your first time being undressed by a high elf? You don't seem very experienced with the fairer sex. Or perhaps you prefer something more perverse. Your nipples have become quite erect. Are you cold? Or perhaps... What an odd reaction. Arousal before the torture has even started? I don't think I've ever interrogated someone this pathetic. So, what were you doing in my royal gardens? Are you a scout? Spy? Or just a common thief? Spit it out. Very well. You finally noticed the knife. For a self-proclaimed bandit, you're awfully slow. Is your chest sensitive? Perhaps a few scars would make you talk. He bleeds. And here I was taught that you peasants contain only filth and lies. Incision number one. Now, you ready to talk yet? You don't know anything? Then why were you trespassing? Deceitful, lustful creature. Incision number two. Does it hurt? I'm making quite a lovely pattern on your chest, though. It suits you well, slave. Now talk. Confess. No? Would you rather I take my knife lower? Incision 3, 4, 5, 6. I am quite the artist, no? You're now marked with my seal. Know what that means? You belong to me. And since you won't confess... Your loins feel hot to the touch. Did you enjoy being cut? Or maybe my presence is too arousing in and of itself, Filthy peasant. You're so hard from your queen's touch, and her blade. Are you a complete masochist? And what about here? I was going to make more incisions, but it seems I've already found a gaping wound. Are you well-versed? You seem to be. So, who is it? Which peasant has been fucking your hole? A mistress of yours? Or perhaps... Such unusual play. but I wouldn't put it past a cretin like you. Is the floor cold? Did you hit your head? How does it feel to be pushed to the floor by women so much larger than yourself? You're dripping from here. And your nipples are so hard. How undeniably feminine. Don't move your hips. I'm going to wrench you open with my fingers and touch you inside until you beg for forgiveness from your queen. How does it feel? Invasive? Full? Suffocating? I'm sure a wanton whore like yourself can handle it. Your dick seems to concur. You're enjoying this. Doesn't your chest hurt? Or does it just add to your pleasure? I know how you types work. Pain and pleasure winding together into one giant mass. Until you explode. You're wet with your own fluids. How lascivious. Perhaps you'd like your queen's teeth on your chest? Try not to climax right away. You're twitching in my hand. Is this fair maiden about to climax from having her chest bitten? Go ahead. I'll consider it your confession. Don't fight it, peasant. Soil your queen's hand and declare yourself guilty. I won't stop teasing your hole until you do. Now come.